Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warpel, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems. Thanks for tuning in. 2023 marks the fifth year Engineered Systems has showcased the women of engineering through its 20 to watch Women in HVAC contest. Through this contest, we've documented the career journeys of 100 individuals, all with different shades of success. In this exclusive Percussive Maintenance Podcast series, we welcome in each of this year's winners and ask them to explain their roles in the industry, define some of the challenges they've experienced, and much more. It's Engineered Systems' honor and privilege to showcase the winners of this year's 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest.
We used to be architectural engineers for 35 years, and we have recently merged with iMEG Corporation. And so now we're kind of going by AEI, now iMEG. And iMEG has about 2,000 employees across the United States, and we have become their Boston office.
What's your role there?
I'm what's called a client executive, which every team, there's about the high 60s, maybe 70 teams, and the teams are about 25 to 45 people. So the client executive manages the teams. So I'm managing the Boston office.
So back when you were attending classes at the University of New Mexico, you were confronted with Fortran. Tell us about Fortran and how it served as a key pivot for your career.
So that actually happened in high school, and I had to take a Fortran class because I needed calculus. And that ended up being basically an intro to engineering class. And I knew nothing about engineering. I knew nothing about Fortran. And I had actually never even turned on a computer. So that does date me a little bit. Plus, we weren't a very wealthy family. So there were no computers in my family. So I learned how to turn the computer on to use it and learned what Fortran was and just kind of what you could do with it. And it did get my interest. And I ended high school with already having 3 credits towards an engineering degree. So that helped kind of help me make my decision of where I wanted to go and go also going to UNM.
And look how far we've come with computers. Not only are you using them every day, we're using them to conduct this interview.
Exactly. Things have come a long ways.
Now, I know when you first came to Architectural Engineers Incorporated, you were the only mechanical engineer on staff. And you were tasked with sort of building that group from the bottom up. Tell us about your career path at AEI and how you've made strides by making sustainability and environmental stewardship a priority.
So when I first came to AEI, I was asked to come on as the department head. And it turned out I was the only person. That was 17 years ago because one person was retiring, one of the founders, and his designer was going to leave at the same time. So I kind of quickly realized I was the only person. So I brought on a trusted designer who's still with us. So it's been 17 years and he is still with us. And slowly built the group up. I'm no longer even leading that group. I have someone else that I brought in as an intern that is now leading that group. And, but I knew that I had the opportunity in front of me to design the group that I wanted and to kind of do things, not just my way, but what I felt like was the right way. And a lot of that included sustainability, indoor air quality, and instilling that in everyone. And for me, it's been great when I listen in on some of the team meetings and hear other people, and that's their priority and they're passionate about it. And that makes me very happy.
Yeah, what a point of pride to see the success that group's having today.
It really is. It really is.
Susan, I know you're involved in numerous associations, including the Professional Women in Construction Boston chapter, the Women's Transportation Seminar in Boston, or WTS, as well as ASHRAE and many more. Tell us about your participation in these groups and the impact that they've had on your career.
So the professional, the PWC is, that's Professional Women in Construction. I'm a founding member. That's a great group because it really brought together more people than you're used to. It brought together engineers, architects, lawyers, marketing people, just kind of everybody is included. And it's not just women either, it's men and women, because men have a big part in our careers too. But it's been a great place to come together, talk about what's going on in our different offices, and just a really good networking tool and mentorship type thing. Other organizations have been great for just watching other women grow. I personally haven't taken a big leadership role in most of these organizations. I've mostly learned from other people, probably because I've been very busy in my career, have this terrible commute, and I've had a couple of children to raise. So I'm wondering, maybe late, in the next few years, that might be one of my goals, to get more involved in these organizations and be able to help younger people grow in their careers.
Susan, your career spanned 3 decades. During that time, what's changed the most and what's changed the least? I know we talked about technology already.
Well, definitely technology's changed the most. I would say just kind of the speed of everything. It used to be that we could take our time, we could really focus and design. And I feel like a lot of younger people don't know what that feels like, don't really get the time to design and really put that thought into it. And I feel kind of bad for them. Sometimes I will even find myself just saying, hey, I need to take a breath, think about this. And there's just, I might get 10 emails in the meantime saying, hey, we need your answer. Hey, and that sometimes people just need to think and to make sure that they're doing the right thing. And I feel like we're losing a lot of that.
Yeah, everything has to be so efficient and optimized nowadays. I agree. It's suddenly days go very quickly.
They do.
Susan, the point of this contest obviously is to celebrate the successes that women are having in engineering, but we know there are challenges as well. Can you share one in particular that's left a lasting impact on your career?
So this is one that I've been thinking about a bit when I looked at that. Maybe I'm just naive and didn't see things that were challenges. I feel like most of the time challenges I've had weren't just unique to being a woman. Probably most of my challenges were when I was younger and always trying to prove myself. And it's frustrating when you don't have the experience. So how do you prove you can do it without having the experience? As an older person, I'm finding that it's great. I get on calls, I'm considered the expert, and it's really nice. And no one seems to, it doesn't seem to matter that I'm a man or a woman. And I never felt it did that much. Probably the biggest thing that stood out to me was when I first, I mean, like almost the first week I started working, I was obviously early 20s, and I worked for, who knows how old he was, but I remember he seemed very old to me. And he took me to a meeting, and we walk in and somebody said, oh, you brought a secretary. And he was just like, no, no, no. And immediately called me an engineer and said, and apparently all young engineers had to take notes at that time. And he said that he would be taking the notes at that point. He didn't want me taking notes because he didn't want anyone to think I was a secretary. So I, that meant something to me. It meant that he had my back and he was being thoughtful. So I try to be the same way.
It's terrible that those kind of assumptions are made, and kudos to him for sort of validating your role in the industry.
Yeah.
Susan, we've covered a lot already, but while we have you, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm honored to be given this award, and hopefully there's other women in the industry that are striving to, you know, not let anything hold them back. And if you're not happy where you are, leave, just do something else, you know, move to another group. The group I've been in for the last 17 years is a woman-owned business, and very encouraging of my career and any situation I've been in. I was able to raise 2 children during this time and still get to the position that I'm at. So it's doable, and you can still have a good quality of life. And I think women should just figure out what their goals are and do what they can to get there and ask other people for help.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us today, and welcome to the class of 2023. If those tuning in are interested in connecting with you or IMEG, where should they turn?
I'm on LinkedIn, and you can also go to imegcorp.com.
Well, congratulations again, Susan, on receiving this honor, and we're excited to track your future success from here on out. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. If you happen to know the individual featured in this episode, we encourage you to help us further recognize her achievements via social media. Simply visit Engineered Systems Magazine on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, and like, comment, or share the corresponding celebratory post to help us broaden this recognition. To learn more about contests such as this one, or to stay up to date with the latest trends, news, and innovations in the mechanical engineering industry, we invite you to subscribe to our monthly magazine and e-newsletters. To do so, visit www.esmagazine.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Show your support for industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a much larger audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.